This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. David Haas from Miracle Method. Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window. And Joel Spencer from PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jennings. Hello, hello. It is me, Wendy Snyder, in for David Hochberg. And all my friends are with me today. I'm looking around. Joel Spencer is here. Well, you know what? Don't we have to get the show started,
yeah,
Jeremy?
Yeah, I can't wait for you to do it.
Cutwood! Come on. How many miles to Chicago?
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
He is off today. This was a last-minute disappearance by David Hochberg. I didn't know he was going to be off.
I also did not know, and I usually know. I thought he was out like 2 weeks ago in Mexico. So like he's out again. Right?
Yes, he is. Usually when David's out, I tease that you vacation with him because you're never here when
it's my opportunity to not be here. Yeah, that's true. Well, but I love being with you.
I know
you're
phenomenal. Our listeners love you. Well, I take it personally.
I'm sorry,
Jeremy, not here. And you thought David was here. That's why you're here.
That is true.
I know.
That's all right. You got me.
All right. So Joel Spencer is here from PermaSeal. I do an impression of your dad, Joel. Did you know that?
I've heard that.
Oh, really?
Oh, let's hear it.
Hi, I'm Roy Spencer. that's all
Holy
I got.
Cow, Roy's here.
I feel like he's here right now.
I love your dad.
Me too.
All right. And David Haas is here from Miracle Method.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Ooh.
You had a little tale of woe on the way here. We'll get to you. And Gary Anderson, the first time I've met you, from Next Door and Window, design and energy expert. Welcome.
Good morning, Wendy. And just like David, you got my last name wrong.
I did?
Yeah,
what?
It's Armstrong. But that's okay.
It's okay.
It was really close.
Oh
it was
God,
with an A.
It's part of the show, isn't
yeah.
it?
I think he sent me your wrong name. Oh, my God.
Well, that makes sense.
Like, spell it
Gary
like it sounds.
Armstrong.
It's okay.
Wait, David messes that up?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, he usually just calls people like Roy or like everyone's Dave at the show. Yeah, last names, forget about it.
It works out well for me.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I guess. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Gary Armstrong, the design and energy expert with Next Door and Window. Did I get that right?
There you go.
All right. And Joel Spencer, of course, from PermaSeal. And all right, so we have to start today with the mailbag. We're going to get to that. I want to just say happy birthday to my husband, Jimmy Mack. Bob Ferguson is here today. He's engineering. And when I walked in, Fergie said, oh, did you bring your husband breakfast in bed? And I said, no, I didn't
really
do that.
Why did you not do that?
Because I had to work today. But funny that that was mentioned, because last night we all waited till midnight so we could all together unanimously scream, happy birthday.
Wow.
And I was in the process of making grilled cheeses, because being the Catholic girl that I am, we couldn't eat meat. I should have just waited till after midnight. So I made a grilled cheese for one son, and then I made another one with Munster cheese, and I realized I didn't really want it.
Okay.
So I had half of it. I said, Jim, do you want a half a grilled cheese? He's like, I'm in bed. And I said, I'll bring it up to you. So I brought up the half of grilled cheese.
Nice.
And he goes, this is the best birthday ever. I got a grilled cheese in bed. So I didn't need to give him breakfast in bed.
Created a new tradition. How about that?
No, I'm not doing
it. Oh, okay. Got it.
I'm not.
Okay. All right, well, I was just... It seemed kind of easy, Wendy, right?
I know.
Like, okay. But
it was.
Right.
It was.
We're easy
birthday,
to please. We're
Jimmy
simple.
Mack. Yes.
Happy birthday.
You guys are
we really are.
Easy to please.
Yeah. Don't need much.
Yeah. I get it.
Pretty simple. Pretty
not
dumb.
Even, Not even a whole grilled cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll take a half in bed, and that'll make my whole year. No big deal.
Davey, what happened to you? Should I call you David or Davey?
I love Davey. That's cool.
Davey's right, the best.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
It's so fun.
What happened to you on the way here, and why were you late?
Well, you know, it's the issue with a car, yeah, as always. Right? For me, this time, it was forgetting to just get gas.
How does that happen?
I was in a complicated situation, but I'll tell you what would be way better is if these Waymo cars come to Chicago. Have you heard of them?
I heard they're coming.
The robot car.
I don't know if I
was in Arizona a couple weeks ago, and they're everywhere. Yeah. I mean, literally everywhere. I wanted to take one so bad, and all my friends were like, I'm not getting in that thing. And I'm like, really? Come on. They watch the socials.
Yeah.
Like, they watch the video. I live under a rock. So they just talk about like how bad they are and like the accidents and like how people mess with them and stuff. And
well,
like,
I went to Phoenix as well, and I jumped in one.
Did you?
And I too was shocked at first, but then relieved to find out how much better a driver it was than me.
I bet that's true, though.
It was fantastic.
That's
awesome. Do that again.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
It would have probably showed up with gas and brought me down there nice and safely.
And on time.
All electric.
So weird.
Yeah, that is wild. All right. Well, we have the Mega Pros phone, text, and photo line 312-981-7200. Get your questions ready. Gary Armstrong, we already have a question via text. We'll get to you, and we'll get to the mailbag coming up next. Here, it's Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. And top of the morning to all of you. Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. And here's what's going on with the mailbag, which is sponsored by Mike Epping's Center Guard Plumbing. Mike has been out to my house. Two out of the three toilets that we have are thanks to Center Guard Plumbing. What does David say? The only
plumber he trusts to touch his pipes.
Oh, that's right.
In his house.
That's uncouth.
In his house.
I'm not going to be like David today.
Sure. You know, I bet our listeners will appreciate that.
I love accounts, David.
I do too.
He's
phenomenal. He's a man of the people.
He's helped,
beautiful person.
Yeah. He has a heart of gold.
And, yes, he does.
You know, he's just...
He's passionate.
He is passionate, and I was going to say he's a lot. He is, and that's why we love him.
Yeah.
Here's what I have. Some information from David for the mailbag today. A couple of texters got mad at David last week because they thought all his news was negative. So we're going to start off on a couple of positive things. Is that cool with everyone?
That is very cool.
All right. Number one, the sun came up this morning. And if you can hear my voice, congratulations. You're all alive and you all look tremendous.
Love it. Great. Oh, no, don't laugh. That's amazing.
It is.
Yeah. What a great gift.
Not bad to the regularly scheduled mailbag due to... the Iran war and the economic uncertainty caused by the war, mortgage interest rates increases 0.25% this week. I did hear that in the news. Mortgage rates closing in on 7%. That's still not that bad.
It's been higher.
When we bought our house low these many years ago in 1998, it was double digits. It was 12 or 14%.
Yeah, so we should be grateful.
More good news.
More good news. Thank you. Yeah, more good news.
This show is now going to be called Half Full.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Is that
I like
okay?
It. Yeah, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, rates hit 6.62% this week, according to the Mortgage News Daily, up from below 6% before the war, and every headline out of the Middle East is moving the market. Trump's latest update on the conflict didn't signal a quick resolution, pushing the 10-year yield higher again alongside oil prices. Oil prices? Oy! Mm-hmm. Can I just say that?
Yeah, not fun.
Take out the L.
But it has been higher.
Yeah, it has.
Okay.
And you guys, you were not probably even born yet.
Come on, Wendy.
When we had to wait in line in the 70s for gas, that was terrible.
I was not.
See?
Okay. Sorry.
You little baby.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
I remember those lines.
Gary, you and I.
For real?
Yeah. Oh,
what were
yeah.
they? I mean, was this...
So what was the cause of that
conflict
incident? There was a gas shortage.
Correct.
Completely. I'm not even kidding. You would wait in line, wasting so much gas, ironically, to fill up your tank.
Mm. And they didn't let you fill your tank. You can only get so many gallons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was a limit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in the 70s. Well, I was just in high school. I don't even know that I was driving then. So you know what? Then,
again, it's better now.
It is. See?
Okay.
More that's, good news.
That, yeah, more good news.
That's what we're calling the show today.
Okay.
More good news. What was going on in the 70s for that? Oh, the OPEC oil embargo was going on. I wasn't driving, but I remember my mom complaining about it. So, housing demand was having its best start in years before March. Purchase apps were running at multi-year highs with positive year-over-year gains every week until last week, when apps dropped 5% week over week and growth slowed from 12% to 5%. Those expecting rate cuts in the future, don't hold your breath, because the Fed's Lisa Cook said, over the last year, tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump had interrupted the progress that had been made on returning inflation to the targeted pace, and the war takes us even further away. And I have heard the recession word come up again, that things are not looking good right at this minute.
We're just going to change the definition of it. It won't matter.
And we're not there yet, right?
We're not there.
More good news.
More good news.
Winning. Exactly. So we have a better chance of short-term rates increasing instead of decreasing, but, you know, it's all cyclical, right?
Yep.
Isn't it? Okay. I have no idea.
Another
That's
excuse.
Why I call David
mm-hmm.
Hochberg when I need help. New home purchase applications were up slightly year over year. MBA's builder application survey showed that new home purchase mortgage applications up 0.9% from a year ago in February, though down 1% from January. Estimated new single-family home sales came in at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 641,000 units, off 3.3% from January's pace. I have no idea what
that sounded like. Just a lot of numbers.
It's
too early for
that. Sounded
like
a
numbers.
Public service announcement.
Yeah, yeah, just a nice
way that you
PSA.
Read that.
Yeah,
nice.
I'd stop paying attention in the middle of
that. Okay, well,
actually, so David,
well,
thank you.
Well, you read it really well.
Yeah,
amazing
you.
Job.
I feel great.
I have a question that I am going to throw out there. Do we need more new homes? Aren't there?
Yeah.
We do.
We do.
There's still
shortage.
A shortage.
And we need more cost-effective homes. Like
yes.
The average, and I'm going to get it wrong, but the average home price is just skyrocketed, right? So we need more cost-effective.
Starter homes. Where are starter homes?
They're happening, right?
So they are?
Yeah. They're not single-family anymore. A lot of them are like row homes, townhomes, things like that, that are in the twos and threes. But that's the new starters in the twos, right? So...
What
just
happens
tells
to that
you,
little house you saw in the neighborhood that you could buy? And
but
then...
Wendy, think of it this way. Like, your average hourly employee rate has also gone up, right? So pay has also increased. So maybe not proportionally, but it has increased.
All
right.
Who remembers what they got when they were 16 years old and got a job?
14, and I made $4.25.
Gary, I bet you can go way under that, because
yes,
I can.
I want to say it was $2.36.
Yeah, I think I was 365.
Ooh, 365 is pretty good.
But that was, I worked in the kitchen at a hospital. I loved that job. There'd be a conveyor belt. Sometimes I was like Lucille Ball on I Love Lucy, where you'd have to hold the line. But you would read the menu, and then you'd put the food, and really good food at that
That's
hospital.
Cool.
It was fun. And then I worked at Brookfield Zoo, and I think that was like 280. Or something when I first started.
What did you do at the zoo?
I worked on the original steam engine that they had there, and I narrated.
No way.
And then when the two steam engines and the one diesel engine was sold to, I can't remember where, but I think it's in Indiana right now, all those engines. I went to those zebra trains and the cheetah trains. It was the motor safari, and you'd take turns driving and narrating. So I was guide at Brookfield Zoo.
So you were on the radio, like you were on the microphone. How old were you?
I was in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that much of a passion
yeah.
brought you to here right now.
I will never stop talking, Jeremy. So I had to figure out a way
I love
to
that. Monetize
money.
It.
Yes.
Yeah. How can I fix this?
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of any celebrities I had. The only one I can think of is Ozzie Guillen from the Chicago White Sox. I'm a Sox fan, so that was very exciting. He was on one of my trams when I was giving tours. But
did you make a big deal out of it?
No, oh, I okay. didn't. But
I'm
I said something.
He didn't
to him.
Take the microphone from you and just conduct the tour. You know,
I know. But yeah, all right, Davey, your first minimum wage job, do you remember?
I think that it was effectively $0. I was American Eagle. I turned 16, got a job at the mall, and gave them all of my money, you know?
Oh, I get it.
All your that's paychecks funny. Went
yeah,
into your
wardrobe.
I don't
know if I made a buck then, yeah. those couple years.
Joel, what about you?
I think I was big timing it around $6 an hour.
Oh, that's pretty
working.
Good.
What?
So,
how old were you?
I was 16 on my first formal job. I might have been filling
epoxy
tubes for PermaSeal earlier than that.
Yeah, Mega, I was always doing stuff at Mega, right? Like, usually when I got in trouble. But I too, worked in a kitchen. It was at a retreat center, like a Catholic retreat center.
Oh.
And I just would cut stuff. Like, I was a prep. I can't say the word, but that's all I did was just cut stuff for
like
hours.
Like meat?
No, yeah. like vegetables.
There is a word for that.
Like, vegetables. Like, I'd get like a 25-pound box of mushrooms, and I'd just have to cut up all the mushrooms, right? Or like cantaloupes. It was wild. It was wild. It was so much fun. I loved it.
That's
it was a great job.
A cutter. What? I mean, I never, like a sous chef. You
yeah,
got
but it was
right?
worse, right? Yeah, it was way, it was like the dishwashers had a hierarchy than me, right? Like they were ahead of me than I was, but it was fun.
But still, you mentioned 14.
14.
That's pretty great mm-hmm. for minimum wage. So,
I think so.
The reason we came back or we're coming full circle here is houses are more expensive because, you know, the wages are up.
Wages are up.
But they're
materials
not up,
are up
enough for I people agree. To be able to afford things. And, David Haas, I'm just calling you Davey for the rest of the day.
You're good.
Like, filling up the gas tank, I was close to $70 this time. It's never been that high.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I was by the airport, so it was something like $5.99
nice.
Per gallon or something.
You had to take a second out just to pay for your gas.
You know, I just closed my eyes. Yeah.
Well,
did you fill up the tank?
I mean, I had to fill up the entire.
Why?
Oh, that's probably a bad habit, I guess.
Oh, okay,
I just
go it.
0 to 6, you know,
okay,
just
sure.
always down to
yeah,
the wire.
Like, you could have just gotten, like, 3 gallons, and
yeah.
that could have gotten
you. And I would have probably had to stop at the airport on the way out.
Or you would have forgot.
That's how they get you, Jeremy.
All right, where did the half full go? All right,
fair.
I needed to go all the way full.
Thank you to Center Guard Plumbing, and that is today's mailbag. And we will start with your questions, 312-981-7200, but it's news time right now, 720 WGN.
Now back to Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It is Wendy in for David Hochberg today. And here's what we're loosely going to do today. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Joel Spencer from PermaSeal Basement Systems. And but first, I want to get to a couple of texts. And then later on today, David Haas from Miracle Method. We're going to talk about bathroom safety and other things. Gary Armstrong is here, design and energy expert from Next Door and Window. We're already getting some texts about windows. And Jeremy Hogel is here, Mega Pros Jer, and a few texts. Wendy, you're in luck. The steam engine from Brookfield Zoo, which I mentioned, went to Heston Steam Museum in Heston, Indiana, which is right near LaPorte, so I may go visit it. That would be fun for
me. That would be.
We were also talking about your first jobs and how much you made. You saw what somebody made.
What was it? 85 cents an hour.
Working at a hospital.
Doing dishes. So I'd love to know. So that texter, the 4588, if you could just text us what year that was it. We're guessing in the 60s, right? Yeah. At 85 cents?
Yeah. There was somebody 75 cents an hour for something I saw,
yeah.
too.
Okay.
We're a falling auction here. Do I hear 70?
Oh, yeah, you're right. My first job was 75 cents an hour. You're right. Wow, that's amazing.
And then 224, I just want to throw this out here. And then questions for Joel Spencer, PermaSeal Basement Systems, 312-981-7200. This has been texted in from 224. We bought our first house in 1981, 14% interest. We made $24,000 between the two of us. Mm. Purchase price for the townhome condo, $52,900.
Okay. Wow.
So that could be done. It could be done now, but it just seems way more difficult because other things are so much more expensive.
Yeah.
I think that's what the problem is.
Well, I mean, here, we have internet and we have cell phones. Right. Those were not costs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
TV, internet, right? Cable, all that stuff. Those were not household costs. They were not mandatory costs. They're now like a necessity, right?
Yeah.
Chat, all your apps,
porn.
All your extra.
Right. Did I say that out loud?
No, you actually did. And sorry. All that's free, just so you know, Wendy. You know, you shouldn't pay for that.
I'm kidding. All right. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. You can text us. You can call us. You can send us photos. The MegaPros text line, 312-981-7200. And Joel Spencer is here. Joel, I was telling you off the air, I really believe that my mom was one of the first customers of PermaSeal. I was still in high school in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s. And we had some seepage in the basement. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, PermaSeal was the only place in town. That's all people knew. We called PermaSeal. Your dad probably serviced my childhood home.
I would say at that time it would have been.
Yeah. And never had a problem again. And then fast forward to our house. We had, it's an old Victorian home. We never had a sump pump. To be perfectly honest with you again, I didn't know you could put a sump pump in a house, but we got the full PermaSeal deal and got everything done. We got the drain tile put in, we got a sump pump, we got our crawl space encapsulated. It was the best money we've ever spent. We have never seen a drop of water in our house, and that was 15 years ago, 10 or 15 years ago. So thank you, PermaSeal, for making that be a verb now. We got our basement PermaSealed. It's great. Thank you for all the work you do on everybody's homes.
Well, I sure appreciate the compliment. I'm glad it went awesome for you. That's what we strive for.
Always, always do. All right, so PermaSeal Basement Systems. There was a listener, a longtime Home Sweet Home Chicago listener, who called to learn more about concrete raising and leveling surfaces. You do basement systems, you do getting water out, you do many things now, but what about the concrete raising and leveling surfaces? I've heard great things about that as well.
Yeah, we do have a lot of different services, and you know, we're dipping in and out of spring now, you know, between the storms.
I like how you said daily.
And when the snow melts and you see kind of the impact of the winter, and a lot of times there's some changes in the concrete surfaces outside, so your sidewalk and your driveway. So pretty much every season has an impact on those things, but the soil is expanding and contracting. So when it freezes, it expands. When it thaws, it shrinks. And that's all happening underneath the concrete that's on the ground. So what happens is that concrete cracks, it sinks, and it kind of changes. So over the winter, you feel that when your shovel hits that
yes,
spot.
Yes, God, I hate
and,
that.
And mm-hmm. you feel it in your back
yes.
when it's snowing. And then when it thaws, you see what that was. And it's that that sink into the concrete. So we help address those issues.
And how are some ways you do that? And why aren't you fixing the potholes on the roadway with your system?
We use a polyurethane foam. So it's a two-part foam. It gets basically injected under the concrete to lift and level it, which is a permanent repair. So usually when you see those things, people are entertaining whether they need to replace their concrete or fix it. And so when we can, we want to fix it because you're not breaking up concrete, putting that in the landfill, replacing it. It's also more economical.
Yeah.
It's less disruptive.
Would you mind explaining what used to happen for like explain mudjacking and just
how
this has evolved?
Yeah, definitely. The prior method
thing
to save your concrete was called mudjacking and is kind of a slurry that they would put under the concrete to lift it up. So there's a void under that concrete when the soil shrinks, and so they'd try and fill it with essentially mud and lift it back up. And so temporarily that works. It's a little unsightly because they have to core big holes in the concrete to get the material
down there. I've seen that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you've ever seen, tennis ball, no, probably a little smaller than that, but yeah. Racquetball size patches in concrete, that's when they were pushing mud under it to lift that back up.
But when that gets wet and freezing and all that stuff, doesn't the mud move again?
Yeah, the mud is just like the dirt, you know, it dries out,
yeah.
It shrinks, you can get erosion you know, and so it's a temporary fix. So to lift it back up.
Looks good for a hot minute.
But then after a few years, you really see that degrade and the concrete falls back down. So the foam we use, it's eco-friendly and it's permanent. So it won't wash out. It doesn't change with the weather.
How small is that hole?
Those holes are more like between like a dime and a nickel size. So they're much smaller. It's a material that we can get under the concrete a lot more easily, and it's permanent. So it's just the evolution of technology. It's a much better repair, and it's a permanent repair. Nice. And then, like I said, it's less disruptive than replacement. You can use your driveway right away when we're done, those kinds of things.
Now, can this foam be used inside as well if you have a crack in your basement floor? I noticed before we got our basement finished, the pavement was uneven. They jackhammered some things. This is before I knew anything about the foam. Can it be used to level things inside as well, or just exterior?
Yeah, if you have a garage floor that's sinking, or even a basement floor, it can be used in those environments. So it's usually when you see that things have sunk, that's where we can apply it anywhere, inside or outside. You'll see cracks normally in a basement floor, in basement walls. Those just happen. But when you see they're deflected, you know, one side's higher than the other, that's usually when something's moving, and then it needs to be addressed.
Hmm. And permanent, that's the name PermaSeal. It really is perfect with everything you guys do. We're going to take a quick break, and then we have a question for you, Joel, from Sally. So, Sally, you hold on. The Mega Pros phone line, 312-981-7200. Take a quick break and back with Joel Spencer and the rest here on Gilligan's. Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we're here for you today until 1, right? That's what time we're at.
That is my time, yeah, till 1.
I should look at these things.
That's okay.
All right, Sally has called. We are talking with Joel Spencer from PermaSeal Basement Systems. And Sally, you have a question for Joel?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, sure. And thanks for all the education you give your listeners. Today, I have a question. I have a 6-flat in the city of Chicago, and the cement that's around on the sidewalk that surrounds the building, every couple of years, 2 to 3 years, it separates. And I usually have somebody come over, and they use some kind of rubberized material that they fill those cracks. Is there something that's more permanent or better that you guys can do?
Yeah, actually, we have a product that's called Nexus Pro. It seals joints between concrete, and it doesn't shrink or expand. It's kind of inert, so it bonds to the concrete. It lasts a lot longer. It doesn't dry out, shrink, and so there isn't anything that'll last forever, but it'll give you a lot more time.
Sally, I have a question. Is that gap that you're getting filled, the gap between the concrete and the house, like just where the brick is that the gap that you're talking about?
Yes, there is. I was just going to bring that part up. There is one part that's in the L shape in front of the building that's surrounded by soil. Other than that, the remainder is all exactly in between the brick and the foundation.
That's a pretty big gap.
Building.
So there's two things. We would go out and we'd look to see if that concrete's moving and kind of if that needs to be addressed, and that's why it's separated, or if it's just the material they're using. So you may need the concrete addressed, then you have that gap sealed, and then it would last because the concrete's not going to be moving any longer.
Joel, I have a question. How wide of a gap can you fill with that Nexus?
We can go up to a couple of inches. So
okay.
You can use backer rod. You can use some materials underneath, and then we can fill a gap of up to about 2 inches.
Okay.
What kind of material are you talking about? Because somebody recommended some kind of foam that is water resistant to put in there and then fill it on the top.
Hmm. This resembles more like a caulk, but it's it's designed for this application, so it'll withstand the weather and the temperatures. So it would look more like a caulk product.
Well, and PermaSeal, you guys are like the foam experts. So if you're not recommending a foam, you're saying, hey, that a foam would probably be a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, there's all different materials you can put in there, and it's just a matter of, you know,
aesthetics and function.
Are they going to keep the water out, and are they going to last? So the products we use are manufactured exactly for this application. So you can go to the hardware store. There's lots of different kinds of things with lots of different claims, but we back ours with a warranty, and it's made just for that. So.
Yeah, I think the last person that came and took care of this used some kind of rubberized material from the roofing, or like some kind of caulking.
Yeah, that would not,
I really don't know.
That would not be the right product.
Right, yeah, so, so you can have a couple things going on. That product isn't necessarily made for that, and then also if that sidewalk's moving, it's putting strain on that product and causing it to separate.
Right, right. Definitely the building is almost 100 years old, and it is settling. So, it, like I said, it happens every couple of years, 2 to 3 years.
Is there a warranty that PermaSeal offers on that?
Yeah, so when we address the sidewalk itself and then put that sealant on, we'll warranty it from moving and sinking any further. And so
never again.
Yeah, it's designed
never again.
It's designed to be a permanent repair.
Yeah. And like so, that answer.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
Sally, I think your next phone call should be to PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL. Yes. That's 800-421-7325.
Great. Thank you so much for taking my call today. And have a great weekend, everybody.
You too. As well.
You as well.
What,
and hang on for your Mr. Floor Queen.
Oh, thank you, Davey.
Sally, are you still there?
I am.
Oh, okay. Great.
We're going to give you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, so hang on the line, and it'll be yours just for getting through today and asking your question, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
Oh, my God, Davey, thank you so much, because no one ever reminds me, Ben.
It's really on all of us.
I know.
We're a team.
I mean, we can blame Neil. We could actually blame Tony. I mean, he's here every week.
I know.
Tony,
you guys need to help me. I know.
I could have just jumped in and not made you, you know.
No, that's okay. Listen, David Hochberg has this down to a science, and he's not here today.
Like a mad scientist.
Yes,
but a science,
exactly.
Nonetheless.
So sometimes I just don't know. But thank you so much. There was another text question that, all right, 630. My nephew had a slab of asphalt about 15 feet from the garage. Two people have had serious falls there. It's raised a good inch or so from tree roots. What can be done?
So we don't actually treat asphalt. I would say if it's heaving from tree roots, you're probably looking at replacement at that point.
So this is just concrete that you guys deal with?
Yeah, so our materials lift and level concrete. And really anywhere where things are heaving, no matter what the material is, you can't really bring that back down. So in most cases, you know, you've got tree roots, you know, you may have to get rid of the tree because they're going to keep growing as they tend to. And then
you
probably have to replace. They do.
Thank you.
We're here to educate.
Yeah, we are. Totally.
So the rain and the sunshine, trees grow.
They help trees grow.
I love this show.
So in most cases, you know, you have to replace it, and then you have to address the root problem if you want a smooth surface and have it not reoccur.
Sure.
We have an asphalt driveway, and I really hate it. I don't like it. It just,
why?
It's just, it needs to be repaired. I don't like the look of it. So Andreas and Sons could help out with that. And one of these days, I got to get a concrete driveway.
I mean, do you ever just use that like dry patch stuff that they sell at the hardware store, and then you could get your driveway sealed? It works great.
Does it really?
Yeah, it's really. And you love doing stuff
I
at
do.
Your house,
I do
right?
like so,
and
it's, doing stuff.
You get a tamper, you could like mold it and everything. It's great. Cool, fun stuff.
I like a tamper.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. All right. Maybe I will do that.
And then
it
maybe
really
you,
works?
Yeah, it totally works. It's great. And I like to do it before they seal it. They say stuff on the directions like, don't do this. I don't listen. And it works out great.
Interesting.
More good advice for our listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't follow instructions and it works out great.
Yeah. It's all good news here on Home Sweet
At least
Home
with
Chicago.
That product.
It is Wendy and for David. We're going to talk to another David next. David Haas with Miracle Method. Mm-hmm. I was looking at your website right now. A lot of things you offer, miraclemethod.com. We will talk to you still to come. We'll check in with Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window. Springtime, a lot of window issues, and we'll address those today. And, of course, Jeremy Hogle is here, MegaPros Jer, and your calls and texts, 312-981-7200. News coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
There are a lot of Davids in my life. Thank you, David Jennings. Of course, David Hochberg and David Haas we're going to talk to next here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. David Haas is with Miracle Method. Coming up, we will talk to Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window. You also can ask questions of Joel Spencer as we get to the question segment later on. And Jeremy Hogle is here as well. So, all right, David Haas, I am on miraclemethod.com, but I just lost my computer page.
miraclemethod.com/WGN.
All right, thank you. That helps.
Easy.
So what do we want to discuss today? Oh, we're going to talk about a tub conversion.
Yeah. And
wow.
And something special because we worked with All About Access for this project, so I sent some before and after pictures, and if we get those up posted somewhere. But a great, great way for folks to age in place is this tub cut that we do. And this particular program with All About Access was for this wonderful veteran out in the Elmhurst area, and it just a really, really important thing for our listeners to know exists, and way less money than remodeling the whole bathroom.
I mean, please preface way. I mean, like, yeah. It's like way, way, way less money than remodeling your. And we're a fan of remodeling your bathroom.
Yes.
Let's be clear, we are, but we're also a huge fan of this.
I think at Miracle Method here, we live on this sort of time, style, and budget problem where we can save you time and money. And if you like the style, all the better. If you have all the money in the world to remodel and all the time in the world, then bless you, right? I mean, you can do it. But there are maybe it's that you have one bathroom, full bathroom in your home, and a full remodel will really take you out of commission for a while. And to be able to get in and out of the bathtub without a big hurdle really makes people a lot safer.
I heard Frank Wazalewski from Access, allaboutaccess.com, on with Lisa Dent, and he was saying, like, the average age of their customer, was it like 37?
Some crazy low number.
Believe it, but you don't think about this until you need the assistance.
Right.
Accidents, illnesses, you don't think about that,
yeah,
and then what do?
Yeah, and just the safety aspect, too. And try to make safety, I guess it maybe will never be cool, right?
It's getting there.
It's getting there.
Look
at kids with helmets.
Right, yes, exactly, right.
Because I grew up, no helmets, right? Because they ain't cool.
And then you see the X Games or you see the Olympics and you see these people wearing the right gear and I think safety can not only be cool, but it also, you know, keeps us around a lot longer.
Yeah.
Sure.
I love walking around.
You know,
and being in a place to help other people do the same thing.
Would you mind explaining what this is that you're talking about?
Yes.
Right. So
yes.
Like
it's very visual.
Yeah,
you know,
please
for radio.
Help. Please
so
help.
We cut the side of the tub out. And think of a U shape in the tub wall, and then we have a product that encapsulates that that cut, and now you can step through. It's less than the height of a stair typically, and again, most jobs are done in less than a day, you know, even 4 hours in some cases, and you're in that bathtub the next day, nice and easy, no jumping in and out, please.
Can that be done in any type of bathtub?
Pretty much anything. I mean, of course, we'll check it out and we won't sell you something we can't do. But almost, I mean, we have not been stumped very often, that's for sure.
Can't be a freestanding.
You can do
no
that.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely.
How
so,
are
wow.
you doing that? Come on.
So it's the same thing.
I guess.
Actually less steps because if you think of a clawfoot tub or something.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
There's nobody would even step on that
of course.
Rail
yes.
or that edge. Where,
yes.
where, you know, so I definitely have some pictures
wow.
of that too.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
But the idea is, hey, so to all our listeners, you're not going to get a functioning tub anymore, but let's just face it, after a certain age, you might want to take a bath, but it's going to be hard to get down or get up. And really, it's just instead of converting it to a shower, which is extremely expensive, not only do you have to replace the whole thing, It's the plumbing. It's the whole kit and caboodle. Yes. You're just basically turning that into a shower area, right? So you could walk in safely. What if they have glass shower doors? Yep. How do you...
Yep. Another thing, in the eyes of safety, my suggestion is, and money, save money and time and get a shower curtain, and that will solve that issue.
Okay.
There are some situations where you could do a glass shower door. I think in the grand scheme of things, back to kind of what your budget is and to make a custom glass piece fit in there.
It's not worth it.
It doesn't seem to me.
I was just thinking if our listeners had a tub glass door, right. how do you navigate that?
So we're going to remove that shower door. We'll discard it on that visit, and then we cut the side of the tub out, install this easy step, and you're in business.
Give them a shower curtain.
And yes, give and then get that shower curtain.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
I am blown away I'm still thinking about the clawfoot tub and how
mind-boggling.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you a side story on that. I have... This is my world of unfinished projects.
Sure. Because your husband?
I have a clawfoot tub that I'm turning into a couch. So we cut back the entire side. I just, just never really finished the job. But the tub is cut. And it is sitting in the shop in the way.
Where are you going to put that? Is your wife going to let you bring that in the house?
No, I was going to put it in our showroom.
Oh, cool.
Resting place. Yeah.
But the coolest part, and then you have that mat. Do you want to explain what that mat is? Do you do that at the same time?
Just from a bathroom, again, safety package perspective, there's a cool Aqua Grip bath mat is the name of that. It's cut out, manufactured here in Illinois, and it is the most slip resistant surface. It's akin to the closed cell foam that you would see on a boat deck, really nice boat steps, this kind of thing, and great resistance to stains and this kind of stuff. So that thing is it's like a big sticker.
One day customers wake up, they got a tub, they got no grab bars, they got a glass door. They could probably catch their foot on the glass door lip, on the tub, on anything, and no grab bars. Next day they wake up, they get a nice clean tub, cut it into their tub, no glass door to worry about. It's clean, right? I'm sure you're cutting the caulk out, you're cleaning everything, making it pretty, put this mat down and put grab bars in all in one day.
Yep, all in one
day. So it's a brand new bathroom without being a brand new bathroom,
it
or at
feels
least shower
good, and it gives folks that independence that they're looking for, and maybe it extends the time that they're in their own home, and it just works for a lot of people.
So we got to talk about costs. Because that's just like my favorite thing, right? Yeah. So I can tell you the average tub to shower conversion, make it pretty, is going to be $20,000 to $25,000, right? Give or take. What is this cost usually?
In almost all cases, we're under $2,500.
So 10%.
What?
10%.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is about, for me, it's about making people safer.
That's awesome.
Not taking advantage of somebody in a tough situation, whether it would be injury or illness or just, aging. And I think that if we, come here, get the word out, we can make a lot of people
I had a listener reach out to me earlier this week, and they said, well, what about those walk-in tubs? And I'm like, please don't. Tough, right? They're just the worst. They're expensive. You got to sit there while they drain. It's just everything about it is not okay.
Yeah.
Right? Like, get a hot tub if you really want to sit in a bath, right? Like, that's great.
I tend to agree. I mean, I think it works for some people, and if you have a lot of time and money, again, to use that. But there's a more 10%. Affordable. There's a more affordable option.
I love it.
You are astounding me today, Davey Haas.
Thank you.
All right, where do people go to find out more information? And we'll continue talking with Davey Haas of Miracle Method after this break. But what's the best place?
Well, our showroom's in Villa Park. You can visit miraclemethod.com/WGN or give us a call at 630-832-2250.
All right, and back to your phone calls. Jason from Seneca, please hang on the line, 312-981-7200. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Let's review.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice.
Darn it. Ben, why don't you ever remind me?
It's your job.
No, it isn't. It's not my job. I'm filling in.
Did you remember to say, stay tuned for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom?
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, good job. All right. Hey, so you're crushing it.
Here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I am speechless. Ben. All right, it is Wendy in for David. If you do call in, you will get your choice of a Mr. Floor product. Whatever you want. We are here today with Jeremy Hogel, MegaPros. Jer, of course, MegaPros. Oh, I don't have the number.
Call, text, and photo line?
Yes.
No, you don't have to
press the button.
There is a button.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
That's okay.
And then we have Gary Armstrong. We're going to talk to him from Next Door and Window. He's the design and energy expert. Joel Spencer is here, Permaseal Basement Systems. And from Miracle Method, David Haas. And Davey, we have a caller for you. Jason is on the line. Hey, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Where are you calling from today?
Seneca, Illinois. 30 miles southwest of Joliet.
Ah, all right. And what's your question, Jason, from Seneca?
My dad has a Whirlpool bathtub shower that was put in the 80s when we built the house because he had back surgery. Now he's 88 and can't get over the ledge, but still wants to take a shower. Can they cap off, cut a hole, cap off the pipes, disconnect the electricity, and still make that work?
This is one of my favorite things to talk about on the show.
Oh, my God.
Every time we talk about, thank you so much for the call, and thanks for listening today. We absolutely, not only do we do that as a service, that is a sort of a separate whole thing, but we can do these two things together. Repairing the fiberglass and turning a jetted tub into a soaker tub is a fantastic project, and you'll still save a ton of money over replacing it.
Oh yeah.
But we'll definitely show you what we can do. You should, if you can, send a picture in of that tub. I can send you some before and after pictures of jobs that we've done. But yeah, it's a great thing, because this is where we get the text of the people that love their jetted tubs, but there is just so many people that don't use them at all, and you'll turn it into a more functional thing for your father.
Where does Jason send the picture?
Well, I think he can probably send it to the MegaPros text line here.
Yeah, the 312-981-7200. Number?
Yeah, if you're home and can take a picture and send it, 312-981-7200.
Otherwise,
Jason,
of course, we'll get your information, and I'll follow up with you after the show. But is absolutely possible. So we seal off those jets, we make it look like a brand new tub again, and then cut the side of it out so he can get in and out.
How about that, Jason?
That sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, it'll work, and we will come down that direction too. We really cover all of Northern Illinois.
I'm about 20 minutes from home, and I'll send a picture.
I dig it.
Thank you, Jason. And hang on the line for two reasons. First one, you will get your choice of a Mr. Floor product. And also, Jason, we want to get your number so David Haas can follow up after the show today.
All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Look at
this,
you.
And this is exactly the project that, oddly enough, that we worked on with All About Access, because they were in this condo building with one of those jetted tubs. So the remodel was even more difficult in that particular building, in their situation. So coming in and doing the stuff that we do can really alleviate some of those concerns, permitting and plumbing and all these things.
Okay, and someone has texted in 847. What is the name of that mat that we were talking about?
It's called Aqua Grip, and it's a product that we have from a bathroom safety provider manufacturer. They do all sorts of things, from grab bars to chairs to accessory products. So, but you can give us a call, 630-832-2250, and we can get it for you.
I am not getting any younger, but I'm not getting any older. Figure that one out.
You get a handful of age-related comments today.
I feel like you're getting younger.
Oh, well, thank you.
I do.
When you honestly, conditioner in the tub is really slippery.
Yeah,
and when I actually have a little bottle of Dawn in the shower because I don't want to kill Jimmy Mack. And so when I'm done and I'm feeling it's a little slippery, I use the Dawn and get rid of that slip, because that first step getting in a tub, I start worrying about that now a little bit more than we really should.
Yeah. I think you've defined this as your biggest fear. Actually, on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you have to call 911 and I'm nude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want that to happen.
Sure.
So now I shower in like a little leotard.
That's really going to keep you real clean. That sounds super sanitary. I love it. Yeah.
But honestly, we don't think about this stuff until it's too late. Yeah. And kids, I would imagine, can fall.
Yes, the mat. Yeah,
the kids are going to fall, but they're close to the ground.
Yeah, that's
and they're,
true.
And their bone, they can handle it.
Yeah,
right?
They
it's
can.
Us that we're having a hard time.
First thing I did, when I found out about that aqua grip mat, first thing I did was put it in my kids' tub.
Yeah.
It's awesome, right? You said it's and no mold or any guck or anything could get underneath it, right?
So no, I mean it's a big
it's permanent.
This is a 3M adhesive that is fantastic and it really, really does the job.
What if you have really bad well water? Does it stain it, and then do you have to rip it off and put a new one down?
Yeah, like, I mean, I grew up on well water. I'm acutely aware of the damage, and I would say we have a couple different colors, so I wouldn't recommend the white,
obviously.
Necessarily.
Yeah, good call.
And then you're pretty much good. And
no
light cleaning occasionally, and it's going to be okay.
I love it.
I can't believe some of the pictures, the before and afters on your website.
Thanks.
It's unbelievable.
It's really about the team, and they care deeply, and we really want to help folks save time, save money, and we do a lot of good training, and just really want to have the best experience possible.
Where do people reach you, David Haas Miracle Method?
Yeah, please come visit our showroom and kick the tires and see what we've got, or miraclemethod.com/WGN.
Perfect. All right, we are going to break for news, and then we will return to Home Sweet Home Chicago and check in with Gary Armstrong, design and energy expert over at Next Door and Windows. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Now back to Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hello, hello. It is me, Wendy Snyder, in for David Hochberg. And joining us today, we have PermaSeal Basement Systems' Joel Spencer, Miracle Methods' David Haas, Jeremy Hogel is here from MegaPros, and Gary Armstrong, the design and energy expert from Next Door and Window. Before I talk to you, Gary, and listeners, if you have questions for Gary about windows, 312-981-7200. We were talking earlier about David Hochberg, and he's like a well-oiled machine when he's here, and sometimes I have some missteps. And we did get a text from 773. David Hochberg is a clown, has no clue what he's doing, and makes things up on the fly. Yes, this is David Hochberg. And it is David Hochberg. When he takes the day off, can he ever just take the day off?
Yeah, why is he listening? Yeah.
He's checking make sure we're holding down the fort, I think.
Make sure we're working.
I think so. All right, Gary Armstrong joining us. Next Door and Window. It's springtime. The windows have changed over the course of the winter, haven't they?
Yes, they most certainly have. So first, let me just... mention that today in all of our showrooms, Burr Ridge, Naperville, and Arlington Heights, we are having our spring annual event. It's an open house. There's design and energy experts on the showroom floor. Come on in, folks. Ask your questions. You'll see some nice products and nice doors and windows on display.
And you do need a design expert and an energy expert, because when you have an old house, you can feel the breeze coming through, and you want to match the style of new windows with perhaps an older type of house, right? So
that is correct.
That's important.
That is what we do to make sure the house doesn't really change that much unless you want it to. Right?
That's a good point.
Okay. Yeah. So the one thing I'd also like to mention today is, as we're sitting here talking, yes, it is springtime, and we've been looking at the inside of our windows and doors all winter long. It is time to go outside and take a look at them from the outside before you open them. Okay?
Why? Care, why
yeah,
is that?
Why? Yeah.
Well, what if there's damage on the outside of the windows? What if you have rotted windowsills now? On clad product, a lot of times water will seep in behind the aluminum cladding and rot the bottom of the window off. And then come spring, you open the window and the bottom of the window falls off.
Huh.
So I would absolutely walk around the outside of your house first.
Wendy's doing a mental checklist right now. Like, did I open it? Yeah, I did. Yeah.
There's one window. I mean, they're really old, and they're with the ropes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And pulleys.
The frame is really heavy. The glass is really heavy. And there is one window I'm afraid to open ever.
Ever.
Yes. Yeah.
But that is a very common problem in the springtime because people just go over and start opening their windows because it's a nice day and they haven't checked out the condition of the window yet.
That's a good PSA right there.
And that's a good news segment, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I also would like to add, if you're looking at the window, look at all the perimeter caulk around the window too, because that's a pretty common thing that we see where people are like, well, my window functions. And it's like, yeah. However, water could still be getting away around that perimeter, causes a whole bunch of issues.
That is correct. Water infiltration is a big problem, but just investigate the windows really well. Or you could, call an energy expert from next door and window out. We'll come out. There's no charge. We assess your windows and give you a customized quote for your home.
All right, 630 has texted us twice before you came on, Gary. So let's go through the first text that came through. Hello, my name is Molly from Aurora. I have a question regarding window replacements. My neighbor recently got their windows replaced, but I noticed that their windows look thick and bulky from the exterior. I was considering window replacement, but I don't want my windows to look like theirs. Why do my neighbor's windows look thicker and wider than their old windows? Is this avoidable, or is this how window replacement is?
Oh, no, it's 100% avoidable. That's for sure. There's a lot of different products on the market. There's vinyl product, there's wood clad product, and there's what we sell, the Marvin Infinity fiberglass product. And one thing a lot of salespeople don't talk to about is how much glass space you lose when you put a window in. Okay.
Replacement window.
Replacement window.
Thank you.
Well, a pocket replacement.
Pocket. Thank you.
Pocket replacement window. Okay. So
We're
going to get there.
We're going to get there.
Hold on.
So window frames come in different dimensions. So like on a lot of product, you'll be 3 1/4 inches into the glass line, 3.5. There's even a product out there that's 4 1/4 inches into the glass line. Now imagine if I don't take the full window frame out and I slip this window into this existing opening, and you're going to lose almost 8 or 9 inches of glass space on your window openings. I mean, it's very noticeable. Now, the window that we sell, the window frame is 2 5/8. And I know these are kind of foreign numbers to a lot of people, but look at the samples.
Math, it's before noon. We can't do that, right?
look at the window samples. That's what you should be looking at. How much glass are you getting in your window? That's what you should be looking for. And unfortunately, Molly, it sounds like your neighbor, has one of those bulkier frames, and that's what happened when the windows.
So they had a bulky frame to begin with, and then they probably did just a pocket replacement.
Or an insert, it's called.
Insert, right? Yeah. And they just basically they're just removing the sash at that point, right?
Yeah, there's two basic ways to install windows. There's what they call the full frame method, and there's what they call the pocket replacement method, okay? And both are legitimate ways to do it. Like Wendy, in your older home, you have weights and pulleys. You probably have real plaster walls on the inside. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, we don't recommend a full frame removal in your home because it's probably going to cause other problems. Pulling trim off of a 110-year-old home could be a problem in that plaster wall.
Interesting.
Okay, so for you, the size of that window frame would be very important so that you don't lose that much glass space. Now, for the most part, in your more modern homes, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you want to do the full frame replacement.
Yeah.
That's more of a new construction application. You're going to remove the interior casing, the exterior casing. You're going to go all the way down to that original rough opening, and we inspect the rough opening. Do you know what we generally find on the rough opening?
Wood rot, damage, bugs, garbage, mold, mildew. Just
mold.
Ick.
Correct. Now, at next door and window, we will replace that rough opening at no additional charge if there's damage to it, because we assume there's going to be something, because it's extremely rare not to find something.
Sure.
Be prepared.
Okay, so be prepared. And the full frame is going to give you the knowledge that everything was changed, everything was re-insulated, everything was resealed.
All right, now Molly sent a half hour later another text. Hi again, Molly from Aurora.
I love Molly.
I know. I've been doing some research on glass and wanted to understand the difference between double pane glass and triple pane glass. What is the right glass for my Aurora suburban neighborhood? Is the cost benefit worth it to go triple pane versus double pane? Such great questions.
Yeah.
It is a great question from Molly. And I just want to make it clear, my wife's name is Martha and I live in Westmont. So this is not my wife.
Got it.
I didn't even think that, Gary.
Those are the other texts we're getting.
For the most part, really what you're trying to achieve is to get to the energy glass. The energy glass is low-E coatings and argon gas that go onto the glass that make the glass highly reflective and better insulated so it's warmer. Okay, and you're going to be able to achieve that with regular double-pane glass, which is what we normally recommend. Triple pane is a little overkill for this area, and a lot of people don't think about it, but it adds a lot of weight to the window. right?
So, yeah, like, so your window's already big.
Yeah, I measured one the other day at Double Long here in Chicago. It was 48 inches wide by 72 inches tall.
How much did that weigh? Like, correct. Each sash is probably like 40 pounds, right?
And then add another piece of glass to it.
Wow.
Okay.
And glass is the heavy part of the window, if people don't know.
Correct. Glass is the heaviest part. And if you're getting a lot of glass in the window, it's going to add that much more weight.
Yeah.
Why should we worry about that? Is the house trying to lose weight?
No, the house isn't, but someone's going to have to lift that window.
If I'm
85 years old and I'm trying to open that window, it's going to be pretty darn too hard.
Imagine over a kitchen sink where you have to reach out.
Yeah.
And try
sure.
To, or over
your finger strength.
Right?
Yeah, come on, Dave.
You
don't want to technically get a workout by opening your windows, right? Like,
correct.
You don't want to force that workout. Although it's not a bad way to lose weight and build muscle. So triple pain, how seldomly, like...
Who needs it?
I love that.
Pain.
I love that, Wendy. Who would really need it?
Rosemont.
No, probably much farther south.
South? Why south?
Because the glass is a lot more reflective. Okay, you're getting more energy coatings on more layers of glass.
I see. So it's not sound; it's sun.
It can be
sound. What you're fighting.
Sound is another thing, but yes, it's sun is really what you're fighting.
Okay.
All right, and this ties into 773's text. I cannot get soundproof window insulation, etc. I have planes flying directly over my house to land at O'Hare. What do I do besides moving? Is this David Hochberg texting again?
No.
It got a little political too, which I'm not reading on the air. But
it did.
Yeah. What do I do besides moving? Would that triple pain be beneficial there?
Triple pain might be beneficial there, but they also make what's called STC glass. And you can get that in your regular thermal pane window. First of all, let me say that there's no such thing really as soundproof. All we can do is reduce sound.
To dampen,
correct. So you don't hear it as much.
From a cost effectiveness, couldn't this customer or listener put storm windows on the outside? And wouldn't that help with the sound?
Well, storm windows can help.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to create depth between pieces of glass.
Correct.
Okay? The way they do it in thermal paint is they use two different thicknesses of glass.
Got it.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Now, on a negative from the storm window, I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago around the Midway Airport, there was reports of odors coming from buildings. Well, what they did to dampen the sound is they put a storm window over a vinyl window. The heat built up.
Of course, it melted it.
The heat built up and odors came off the vinyl product.
Sure, I bet.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, these are all things we don't think of. And we will continue talking to Gary Armstrong, the design and energy expert next door in Windows. And where can people go check this out during your spring sale?
The Burridge showroom, the Naperville showroom in Arlington Heights.
All right. We will continue. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. If you have a question for Gary Armstrong, a window question, 312-981-7200. The MegaPros text and phone line, it's 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You sent me a text Saturday morning. You doing all right?
I'm doing excellent.
Or were you just intimidated by Wendy Snyder?
She does scare me.
Are you kidding me?
Like, she's professional and she wants you to say the right thing at the right time.
She's got 35, 40 years of experience.
Like a real radio show.
Right.
I have no business being on a real radio show.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder.
It's his birthday tomorrow.
I had a dream about your dad last night.
Yeah.
And
I asked if it was naughty because he would have liked it. You know, he was that guy.
I just loved him. And you said something to me that is really hitting home. I did have a dream about Joel Hogel last night. And you're like, his birthday's
tomorrow.
He was saying hi.
Yeah, he was saying hi.
That was Wendy. Awesome.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, how cool is that?
That makes me feel so good. All right, 312-981-7200, the MegaPros phone line. He scared me sometimes, too, now that I was listening back at that.
I bet. Yeah, both parties,
so
right? Yeah.
All right. And we are talking to Gary Armstrong, next door in window. And we got a text a little while ago, question for the window guy. That would be Gary Armstrong. I just lost it. We answered that, the difference between a full frame window installation and a pocket installation, which
correct.
I knew nothing about beforehand. And how long are windows supposed to last? Do you have to replace all of your windows at once? Again, great questions from 331.
So do you have to replace all of your windows at once? Absolutely not. Many people do these in portions. They'll do the front of their home, they'll do the second floor of the home, or they just do the worst windows of their home. I've been out and done three or four window jobs all the time with people, so that's not really a problem at all. How long should a window last? Well, that depends upon the material that you're using, okay? There's different types of window frames. There's vinyl, there's aluminum clad, and there's fiberglass, as I had mentioned. Fiberglass that we sell is really, it's impervious to the elements. One of the best displays that we have, and I bring this up to customers all the time, it's in our Burr Ridge showroom. It's an aquarium full of water, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
We have a window sash sitting in that aquarium. I've worked for the company for over 13 years. That same sash has been in there for over 13 years, and we could pull it out and put it back in the window that we took it out of, and it would be fully operational
wow.
today. It hasn't delaminated, cool. it hasn't cool. peeled, it hasn't warped, it doesn't rot, it doesn't do any of those things.
And what's the material it's made?
Fiberglass. It's called Ultrex fiberglass. So most materials expand and contract at a pretty good rate, like a wood window does and a vinyl window does, and that's the biggest problem. You were just mentioning to me about the seal failure that you have on some of these windows, and that's the most common problem you have with a window that expands and contracts a lot, like a vinyl window would or a wood window would.
630 has texted, is it wise to install fiberglass windows on the west side of my home and vinyl on the east side, or does it really not matter? That's a good question, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would try to keep the same material around the entire house because you don't want your house looking different.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because every window is going to
every window has a different profile.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Correct.
These are things really are. We don't yeah. all think about.
And the cost savings between like a premium vinyl window and the Ultrex window, not much.
Not much,
right?
That's correct.
Really not much. No. Now, a junky vinyl window, do they make a junky fiberglass window?
Well,
I know Marvin doesn't, but is there, like, I'm trying to think, like, is there a manufacturer that makes like an inferior fiberglass window?
Well,
rhymes with Pella.
So the real thing is, the Marvin Infinity fiberglass window is the only fiberglass window on the market that uses an acrylic coating on the surface. So that will not peel, it will not fade, it will not chalk, it doesn't do any of those things. That other company that you mentioned that I won't mention right now, they use a powder coat paint on the outside of their fiberglass window.
Sure.
Okay, so...
And then the renewal...
The renewal is not a fiberglass window.
Oh, got it.
Okay, that's... It's just not a fiberglass... No, it's 60% liquid vinyl, 40% wood composite.
Got it. Okay.
All right, we have a caller, 312-981-7200. Hi, David, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Great. Where are you calling from today?
Naperville, a long, long, long time listener. I just heard Gary talking on the radio, and I was busy around the house, and I thought I got to give him a call. Gary did windows in our home on two different occasions, recently, maybe 2024, and then a few years before that. Fantastic company. Gary was great. Also, his partner, forgot his name, he, about a mile away, he did my daughter's entire home. I think they had 18 windows and two doors. And it was all done in Marvin fiberglass, and they love them. They're just fantastic.
That's great.
Well, we're glad
and
you're happy.
I would say without a doubt, I mean, I've dealt with other companies and other products, and I would say without a doubt, I would go to Next.
Well, David, thank you very much for the nice words. We're very glad you're happy. That's Next Door Window. That's our goal, is to make sure everybody is satisfied, everybody's happy. A quality home improvement's tough to do, but we do it really well at Next Door Window.
You sure do, and I heard your name, and I thought, oh...
You know, can I just say, David, that was really sweet of you, because it seems like everybody is very fast to dial a phone when there's something that goes wrong. Mm. They don't typically call in to say, great job.
Yes,
thank you for doing that. And because you're such a great guy and a valued listener, David, please hold on the line. You will get your choice of a Mr. Floor product, okay?
Oh, cool. Thank you very much. You guys have a great show.
Thank you.
Thanks
for calling in.
I'm getting the hang of this finally.
Yeah, we're going to say Mr. Floor cleaning product, not just Mr. Floor product, but, you know, that's okay. Well, you know,
all right,
not
you
to
can
be,
do it next
I know,
time.
I got it. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, he might be like, oh, Mr. Floor Product, I want a whole new hardwood floor.
Oh,
and be like,
well,
oh, no, 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 it's a cleaning product.
Yeah,
right?
Sorry, I will, yes.
Sorry.
Your mileage may vary when I talk. All right, news coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And Gary, how do people reach out to Next Door and Window?
Well, we have a couple different ways. You can call us at 630-548-4100, or you can go take a look at our updated website, nextdoorandwindow.com.
I'm going to go look at that thing in the aquarium.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We will take your calls, too. So 312-981-7200, open phone lines, and we're all here for you here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
A lot of Davids going on. David Hochberg is out today. David Jennings is Mr. Announcer and Newsman. And David Haas here from Miracle Method, along with Joel Spencer, PermaSeal Basement Systems, Gary Armstrong, Design and Energy Expert. And of course, MegaPros Jer is here, Jeremy Hogel. And I think Jimmy has a comment or question for you, Jeremy. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Great.
Great. Love you, Wendy. Love you. Just to let you know.
Love you right back.
I've got a question for the Mega Pro dude.
Let's hear it, Jimmy.
I have a ranch house, one-car attached garage. The slab in the garage is literally falling apart. I mean, I think they added after the house was built. The house was built in 1955. So before it pulls the roof down, I'm just wondering what to do about this.
So
because there's nothing holding up the outside wall of the garage right now.
Got it. So you're saying they had a slab, then they built a garage maybe just on a slab, which they shouldn't have done because there's no foundation, and now the slab's trash and the house. Has that shifted? Like, have you seen any deflection on your soffit, fascia, gutters, or shingles?
Oh, no. The house is totally cool.
Okay.
The house is strong.
Nice.
But I just got to get this fixed because, you know, the roof, you know, is connected to the house.
Yeah.
And in the garage.
Yeah.
And before the side of the wall of the garage falls off.
Hey, Jimmy,
this thing's got to be ripped down.
Can you text us a picture? Can you text us a picture? 312-981-7200 of what that garage floor looks like?
Oh, I'm not home right now.
Okay, got it.
So you're saying the roof, is the concrete sinking? Is that why you're worried about the roof?
No, it's actually crumbling. I pulled out some plants that were on the outside of the garage, and it's like there's no concrete there. There is some.
So you can see earth is what you're saying, like in those corners.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing holding up the corners of the garage.
Well, we can...
Don't park your car in there.
Yeah, we could definitely address that.
I've got my Silverado in there right now.
All right, that's quite the car. Here, Jimmy, you could text our main, like, I know you're not home now, but you could text our office at any point in time. That's that 847-658-8989 number.
Yeah. 847-658-8989.
There you go. So do that, okay, Jimmy?
And we get those texts all
the time. Yeah, what was the
number again? Yeah, sorry, 847-6.
Got it.
58.
Got it.
89. megapros.com. So here you could, but we can help. I mean, no matter what it is, it could be something simple. It sounds like pitting. I can't quite. Maybe we can down.
No, it's it's a big project.
Sure.
We
work with PermaSeal when it comes to that kind of stuff. As far as foundation repairs, we could always add maybe add a pier or something.
Yeah, I think the first step is just getting
We got to see what's going on.
The root cause. Yeah. We can figure
out.
Yeah. We're happy to help.
You
got
to check this out.
Yeah, we got you, buddy. No big deal.
All right.
And the other thing is, do you come out to Lindenhurst?
Oh, totally. All day, every day, buddy. Yeah.
I don't, but Megapros does.
Yeah, all day. Yep.
Jimmy, hang on the line. We're going to set you up with your choice of a Mr. Fuller cleaning product. So why don't you hang on? We'll set you up, okay? And text them a picture.
All right. Thank you, Wendy. Love you.
Love you. The number again.
847-658-8989.
Mega.
Megapros.com.
Very good.
I like it.
All right. We will take your calls, 312-981-7200, the MegaPros phone and text line and pictures, too, if you want to. Wasn't somebody supposed to send us a photo from earlier? I don't remember what it was about. Was it a tub?
Probably that bathtub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the bathtub. He said 20 minutes. Seneca. So, yeah, Seneca. Seneca.
Yeah, show's over at 1. So,
he's got some time.
312-981-7200. And this portion of the show is sponsored by Consumers Credit Union, where qualified buyers can secure a car loan as low as 4.49%, and borrowers seeking a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, with 731 or greater credit scores can secure that HELOC at prime minus a half with a start rate of prime minus 2 for the first 12 months. So that's good, for you.
And
yes.
When's the best time to get a HELOC?
Before you need it. Before like right now. Yes. Right now. So if you have a job and you have good credit, get a HELOC. Period.
That is great advice. See, yeah. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. David Hochberg has been so helpful in our lives because these are things you don't know. Yeah. And listening to this show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, is one of the greatest things I've ever done because we all live somewhere, whether it be an apartment, a condo, a home, and all the guests that come through this show really help. It's always something that maybe you don't need right now, but eventually you're going to need that information.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I love this show, Home Sweet Home Chicago. I love it more when I'm on it. But David Hochberg will be back next week. We're going to take a quick break and get back to your phone calls, 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, this is where we open up the phone lines, and I love this because any question can come through for either Joel Spencer from PermaSeal Basement Systems, who also does insulation. We'll talk about that because I have a question. David Haas is here from Miracle Method. We'll talk about bathroom safety or bathtubs. A design and energy expert, Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window. And, of course, Jeremy Hogel is here from Mega Pros. And I just want to get this out of the way because there's a lot of compliments coming for Davey Haas and Miracle Method. Thrilled with our new Miracle Method tub and tile. Great company to work with. We met Dave in their showroom who led us through the process and our finish or final selection. Len was our project manager, John our installer, all very professional and pleasant to work with, and they sent pictures and very happy.
Beautiful. Love it when a plan comes together.
And then question for Miracle Method. I have a metal track on my tub for glass doors I no longer use. Can that be removed as part of a tub refinishing?
Absolutely. Easy to do and important, and because it will really make that rail, that's what you see. So we'll remove the track, we remove the glues and the adhesives, and then refinish as part of the process.
All right. Well, kudos to Miracle Method. And we have a question for Gary, the window guy, Next Door and Window. Hi, Colleen.
Hey, dear.
Hi. Where are you calling from today?
South Elgin.
And what's it like there? Sunshiny and beautiful?
It's a gorgeous day. It's a little nippy, but it's great.
All right. And your question is for Gary from Next Door and Window.
Okay, so a couple questions. I have, I'm not even sure. I think their vinyl windows, they're okay, but they're 35 years old. And they had been put in the house right before I bought the house. And they're kind of drafty. And the screens are literally like a couple, on the west side facing windows. They're falling apart, and I take a lot of pride in my home, and I keep it up, and I think I need new windows, and one of my questions is, do new windows come with screens? That's probably like the dumbest question of the day, And do you guys recommend, I've been listening to you, and it sounds like you're recommending fiberglass. Is that correct?
Hi, Colleen. Yeah, first, thanks for the phone call. And I will say, if you have 35-year-old vinyl windows, you certainly got a good long life out of them. That's a very long time for a vinyl product. To answer your second question first, yes, any operating window would come with a new screen. So that's just the standard part of the window, so we can certainly do that for you. But you're probably getting drafts in because of what I was saying earlier on the show. Vinyl expands and contracts at the highest rate. So if you stand on the inside and look at your windows, you're probably going to see uneven gaps around those windows between the sashes and the frames, and that's where that draft is coming in from. So, yes, it's probably time for new windows for you.
Okay. My second question, well, I guess it'd be my third, sorry. can I do half of my house? I am scared assless about the cost. And do you guys recommend that?
Well, Colleen, yes, you can do one window if you want. You can do your whole house. It's strictly up to you. A good quality home improvement product is never inexpensive, so I understand the fears around that. We do offer lots of financing options to help people out with that, and the financing options are really there's multiple ones, but the best part about them is that there's no money down, and you don't start paying on this until the home improvement job is completed to your satisfaction, to completion. Okay, so that just kind of gives you the assurance to know that we're going to do a quality job for you.
Okay, so if I want to get somebody out to give me an estimate, do you give estimates? And what do I do? Where do I call?
Very easily, just call. If you have a pen and paper handy, I can give you the number right now.
No, I'm driving. Okay. Can you guys text it to me?
Oh, sure, we can do that. We can text it to you. It is 630-548-4100, but we'll text it to you.
You hold on the line. We'll get your information, and we'll set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor cleaning product. And, Jeremy, you want to jump in?
Yeah, I just have a question. Is there, like, a lower, higher cost? You said one window, but, like, is it still the same cost if it's one window versus three windows? Or does that one window cost more money because it's only one window? Like, how?
It's an excellent question. Yeah. Yes, there is discounts for quantity.
Yeah, but okay. So maybe just like a day. So maybe it's like, hey, at three windows, we're good.
Three windows is where the first major discount kicks in.
All right. So, Kyle, just think about that when you're thinking about windows. Yeah. Like, hey, maybe group at least three, mm-hmm. right?
And if you have your design and energy expert come out, he can take a look around and recommend which ones to do first.
Got it. Okay.
Makes sense. Thank you so much. I do like your channel. I listen to it on my way to work. I work in Rockford. I live in South Elgin. Go figure.
It's so helpful. It really is. When you need something or you're going to...
Oh, my God. You guys had the dietitian on the other day, and I started adding dates to my salad.
Oh, nice. Yeah. John Williams has... I can't
that
think of her name.
Awesome. Mm.
Dawn Jackson Blattner is her name. She's awesome. All right, Colleen, hold the line, and we'll get your information and text you the next door and window number. That number again, Gary?
630-548-4100.
All right. Joel Spencer, we were talking off the air about all the things that PermaSeal Basement Systems takes care of. It's PermaSeal now, right? Because you have basement systems, but then you have concrete, foam.
They got to have a perma name for all of those. So what are the perma names? Let's hear them. So it's PermaSeal, but then like, what do you call your concrete thing?
Well, we have a lot of different perma things.
Yeah.
Yes. Perma insulation.
Yeah, perma
insulation.
That's
what I'm you guys cover the house from top to bottom, don't you?
A lot of different things. Yeah. So we have a number of different services, all focused around making homes dry, healthier, comfortable, better to live in.
And we're going to, after the news, I'd like to talk about attic insulation because. You do something very unique at PermaSeal where you do this test. I can't remember what it's called, and I'm sorry.
It's the blower door
test.
Yes.
So it can determine whether or not you have the correct amount of insulation in your attic.
So actually, it determines how leaky the house
right.
is. So how much air escapes and how quickly. And so what's not real well known is that the insulation can't do its job if the air isn't contained within the house. So you could keep adding insulation to a home that's not well sealed.
Oh, yeah.
And like in the wintertime, that warm air is still going to escape through, and it's going to run through that insulation. If you think of it as kind of like wearing a sweater. If you wear a sweater outside, it's cold and windy, you're going to be an icicle no matter how thick that sweater is. And so you need to keep that heat inside, and then the insulation can do its job, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. And actually, we were talking off the air. You know, everybody thinks insulation, we're cold, we have to have insulation just for the winter. But Jeremy, you mentioned it's just
heat,
as important,
if not more,
for central air and in the summertime.
Yeah, I mean, there's the 15 days or so a year where it's just totally comfortable outside.
whopping 15 days, thank you.
And then the other 350 days or so is hot or it's cold or something's going on. And they make your home equally uncomfortable. So most people correlate cold with insulation. But in the hot days, it's the same type of problem and the same type of solution. So, you know, we're in that pocket of cold and warm weather right now, but you know, summer is around the corner, which causes the same types of comfort issues that the winter does. I mean, the opposite but similar issues.
Yeah, it's too hot
in the winter. Yep,
it's just too hot, way too hot for the hot tub.
It is. Yep. All right, well, we'll continue talking about all these things and more after the news. 312-981-7200. And again, our guest today, you heard from Joel Spencer right there, PermaSeal, and David Haas, Miracle Method, Gary Armstrong with us from Next Door and Window, and of course, Jeremy Hogel, Mega Pros Jer, and news coming your way next here on 720 WGN.
Now back to Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, it is kind of a Wendy weekend. Sorry about that. I'm sitting in
apologize for being fantastic?
To know
Look,
me
there
is
are
to
some,
hate me.
There are some listeners out there that might not like you, and that's just crazy, right? Because there's so many listeners that love you. So think of it that way,
thank
right?
you.
It's a law of percentages. You can't please everyone. That's why Baskin-Robbins has 31 flavors. You're not going to make everybody happy all the time. Period.
Words to Live By, Jeremy Hogel. Yes, and I'm on tomorrow morning as well. I like these little weekend things. And tonight, my son Michael's band is playing in Brookfield at Pub 78. The band is called The Vaughn Building, and feel free to stop by Pub 78.
What kind 78. Of music?
I was just looking. They are talking. It's called Bluesy Garage Rock Band with a Slightly Psychedelic Twist. And
Whoa.
They spelled slightly P-S-L-I.
Of course,
like
fish
psychedelic.
Or psychedelic.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Rock and Roll Originals. And so, yeah, buy me a beer tonight if you'd like. And I will be.
Do they got any horns?
No.
I'm a big horn guy, but yeah, that's okay.
I like horns.
Bass? I'd imagine they got a good bass player.
Yes.
Right?
Christian Dvorak and great drummer Johnny Hicks.
What
and
does your son play?
He
or
is
vocals.
Michael McInerney is lead guitar, vocal,
lead
well,
guitar. Yeah,
guitar. Vocals, harmonica, and Nick Chump goes on keyboards. And I will be there tonight, and it'll be fun. 8 to 11 in Brookfield, where I grew up. I'm Brookfield's favorite daughter. They don't know that. But
sure.
I know that. And today we are here with Joel Spencer from PermaSeal, David Haas, Miracle Method, and Gary Armstrong is here, design and energy expert at Next Door and Window. Of course, Jeremy Hogel is here, and we have Martha on the line who has called us on the Mega Pros phone line, 312-981-7200. Hi there, Martha.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Perfect. Awesome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Huntley.
Okay. And you have a question for Davey Haas?
I do. So I have my tub is leaks, like from the spigot, the spout thingy. And I don't know if I need to replace the whole thing or what I should do to kind of get this whole thing fixed.
That is not uncommon, and MegaPros Jer already knows what to check first. I think you would probably check your cartridge
yep.
first. And
is it damaging? So this is my sister-in-law. which I love, right? And I said, hey, if she's going to call in, like, she can't talk about, right? She can't talk about us, right? So I guess, Mar, the question is it damaging your tub, that drip, or is it just a nuisance? Like, it's just creating, like, a stain?
So it's not damaging the tub. I mean, because I haven't really used it in a long time, because it just kind of constantly drips. I thought it was leaking through the wall, but I think that might have just been, like, other issues that were going on. Sure. But I used it yesterday, and it's just kind of, like, constantly dripping. And then when I turn it on and all the water's going, it's coming out of, like, behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
Behind the...
Well, it sounds like you probably need a better brother-in-law to maybe, like, entice him to come over and look at it. But besides
that... You are so honest to a fault, by the way. You couldn't let this slide.
I couldn't. I'm sorry.
I'm just like that.
I can't.
I know. Yeah. Hi, Martha, by the way.
But nevertheless, I would agree. I would start, you know, got to shut off the water. And this is for all our listeners out there. Yes. Got to shut off the water. And then anyone can really do this. You got to take the trim ring off the... how you turn it on and off, right, is the best way to put it. Okay. If there's two handles or one handle, and then you would just clean that cartridge that's in there, right? So you just clean it, you know, rust remover, iron out, whatever it is, and then you could try to put it right back and see if that stops it. And if that fixes everything, high five, right?
Yep.
You're good
to go.
First
line of defense there.
That's the easiest. And if that doesn't solve it, then there's some bigger issues, right? It could be some stops. It could be some other things. But anyone can do this, Mar, including you.
And I'll add I'll add for the listeners out there that might have a similar issue, it will damage your textures and your
I mean, it's just gonna. And not to mention your water bill.
Yeah, right? And I would consider our team, we're a little bit like water evangelists, just trying to save those drips because they actually damage the porcelain. We see it all the time, and you should definitely have Jared come over.
Well, yeah, I mean, really, you really should. Right? I got to replace our doorknobs, too. Yeah, like, it's on my to-do list.
Right? I'm still waiting on that.
Uh-huh, I know.
But we love Huntley, and we'd love to help you if you do have any damage that is a result of this.
Sure.
And Martha, why don't you hold on the line why don't you tell her?
So, Mar, if you hold on the line, you could get a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. So I like the hardwood floor one. That's my favorite. We go through pretty much a bottle a month. Because we got a bunch of kids, so it's phenomenal product.
Awesome!
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Love you.
All right, she said love you back. I already put her on hold. Sorry. Dave has called us from West Chicago. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Well, hello. Glad to be there, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question?
Well, I have got a older style thermal pane window. And in the process of taking the window out, it's kind of one of those windows that slides up and down with, I think it would be called kind of like a helicoil track where the window can then fold in towards the house and you can wash the outside of the window and the inside of the window. So it's pretty convenient, but they're an older window and evidently the framework all around the window, they're double windows, has deteriorated and rotted away, and this particular window I was working on, as I opened it up to get it to pivot, it fell out of the track and cracked the inside frame, the inside window glass, the outside window glass, because it's a thermal pane, is still intact. So I'm wondering where I can get that repaired at, and kind of like a ballpark what it would cost.
Well, for just glass replacement, like we were talking there, unfortunately, Next Door and Window does not do that. We would just change the entire window out for you. But that's really what it sounds like you need, because you were mentioning to me, Dave, that there's a lot of rot going on that window. So just changing, just changing the glass isn't going to solve all the problems.
Right. I can understand that. I'm just trying to get the situation repaired glass repair and then do the whole situation later on in the future.
Okay, so you could just Google search glass replacement near me, and there's lots of glass companies out there that will come out and just change the glass for you.
So I feel like I could say this, like you might get in trouble, but I could say it. So we were talking about Apex, and they do a great job of just replacing glass. I know they're not a sponsor of the show or anything else, but they're just a really good company. So I would recommend them.
Would you have a phone number for them?
I don't, unfortunately. I'm sure our producers might be able to find one, but you could just Google Apex window repair, and they'll probably be first ones on the list. If you have the ability to Google, I should ask you that.
If not, we're going to put you on hold because we're going to get your address and set you up with a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. So if you can't Google search it, they will for you. Okay, Dave?
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Oops, sorry. I'm trying to get through everybody's calls.
Did you hit the dump button on them?
No, I put them on hold.
All right, got it. You're amazing. Got it.
Hi, Tanya. You have a question, too?
I do. It seems like this is Windows Day. Okay, so I inherited a home, and there's many projects that need attention, so I got to start somewhere. Like the previous caller, I have attic windows that are basically rotted around the frame. And I know earlier you mentioned if your home is like, which it is, 100 years or plus older, you shouldn't. You feed me back what you said. Something about you can't take out the whole frame?
Well, no, you can. First of all, part of our job as design and energy experts is to evaluate the situation. So when we get into a home that's got a lot of rotted wood, well, you have to change all the wood. You just have to be careful with the plaster walls, and maybe it's a stucco exterior and things like that. You just have to be very careful with that type of install. So if there is rotted wood, and that's what it sounds like, then yes, we would need to pull everything out and do a complete reframe of the opening, a full frame install for you.
Yeah, because not only that, I noticed this when it was windy a couple of days ago, the window was actually, I guess, banging against the wood, like the plaster or the molding has came apart. So it's air really seeping in. There's no connection for the window to the wood frame. It's like all the glue has just gone.
Sure, that could be the glazing compound around the glass, or just the weather stripping, or just the fact that the frame is so compromised that the sash isn't being held into place properly and the wind is just blowing it around.
Yeah, because it is a very old home.
You need to call Next Door and Window.
That's right.
And have them come out and take a look and give you an estimate.
Next Door Window?
Next Door and Window, 630-548-4100.
548-4100. Are you saying Next Door is an NEXT?
Yes. Yes. Next Door and Window. I know we're kind of flying through it because we're used to saying it.
Okay. 630-548-4100. Am I right?
You got it. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Hang on for your choice of a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Hang on, Tanya. We have more questions coming your way. 312-981-7200. And Jeremy, we were talking about asphalt driveways, and I said I didn't like them. And you said, oh, it's fun to patch it. What do you patch that with?
I'm no Lou Manfredini here, so I could not tell you. It's probably in my Amazon cart, my Home Depot cart, or something like that. But I will text that texter when I get home.
Oh, okay. All right.
To let them know the product that I use, because it's like my favorite.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Text me, too.
Sure. Deal.
All right. So, listener who texted us, 847, you're going to get a text later on. And more stuff coming your way, including some interesting texts, 312-981-7200. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. Let's Get Legal is coming up at 1 this afternoon with John Hansen. Always a pleasure to see him popping into the studio. And we are here today with Joel Spencer from PermaSeal, David Haas, Miracle Method, Gary Armstrong, Next Door and Window. We did kind of fly through that quickly. And, of course, MegaPros Jeremy Hogel. And we have a question for Davey Haas. Hi, Anna. How are you?
Wendy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's your question?
So, I'm not going to visit the land of windows. we have a bidet toilet that is not flushing very well.
So through the magic of Google, I discovered that we need to clean the water filter. However, it is so close to the wall, I cannot reach the shutoff, the water shutoff. So I'm perplexed. I mean, do I need to get a plumber in there, or is there some kind of trick to access that water shutoff?
Okay, question. I'm stumped. How? What do you mean it's so close to the wall? Oh, so like they elbowed it to the other way? Like you need real tiny hands to be able to shut it off? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we remodeled the bathroom and took out a conventional toilet. And
I get that.
My husband's big wish was the bidet toilet.
Totally makes sense.
So
they're awesome.
They didn't move the drain for the toilet, so because it's an elongated bowl, it is literally right up against the wall.
Okay. And then if you went to go shut it off, is it that the shutoff will hit the toilet?
I cannot reach my little hand around to get to the shutoff.
Oh.
I can unplug it, but I can't reach. Is there a tool or some kind of plumber magic that will allow them access to the shutoff?
Well, even though I'm not a plumbing expert,
this is Gary
this
from
is
next
window
door.
Guy. He's the window guy. I can't wait to hear this, Anna. This is going to be great.
You could find the main shutoff to the water coming into the house.
Oh, you could.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wait, how come none of you guys thought of that?
I can just go down in the basement.
Correct. Go down in the basement.
Sure.
Shut it off. Correct.
Because he's still smart.
Oh, magic.
Right?
Now, how do I access the water filter itself?
So what type of bidet toilet is it? Do you have a wall panel with push buttons on front of it?
Well, we have a remote control.
I know that.
It is one of the Enzo by Aziz.
Okay.
And it's lovely. It's nice and warm when I need it, and it blow dries, and it does everything.
I am so old school.
Wendy, they're awesome.
I am toilet paper all
awesome.
The way.
So here, can you pull? Do you have a lid on the toilet, Anna?
Yes.
Okay, so that I'm assuming that a wall-mounted toilet you would not, right? So they make tankless toilets, so that's why I asked.
Oh, we lost her.
Okay.
All right. Well,
what a great point.
Center Guard Plumbing.
Yeah. Center Guard Plumbing would be.
They have little hands.
They
can
don't.
Get back.
They don't have little hands. You know those guys?
I know.
None of them are little.
Yeah, no, they're not at all.
Because they're plumbers and they're awesome. But yeah, I love that idea. Just shut the main water off, and then you got no issues. Yeah.
Why didn't you guys think of that?
Well,
you're right,
Wendy. You know, Gary.
I was still trying to figure out why they got their bathroom modeled and why that plumber didn't change that shut off.
Yeah, that is
weird. Like that didn't make no sense to me.
Maybe a friend did it.
Okay, fair.
Sometimes
not a plumber.
Yeah, maybe
we'll say not a plumber did it.
And, you know, we only have a couple minutes left. I know this was so fun. I want
to
thank everybody. Joel Spencer, you're at PermaSeal. I'm a big fan. And I'd like you to tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, so people can reach us at 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net. And I just want to say quickly, you know, spring's here. We talked about the concrete lifting and leveling. So just for our Home Sweet Home Chicago customers, we're offering an extra discount on that, an extra 5% off anything you need that way. We give free estimates. Our customer care team standing by. And shout out to Daniel in customer care. He's ready and excited for anybody that he can help.
Perfect. Thank you. And Gary Armstrong, Next Door and Window, how can people check out windows and doors?
So we do have our three Chicagoland locations, which is Burr Ridge, Naperville, and Arlington Heights. They all have full showrooms with full-size displays. That's the best thing to do if you just want to take a look at them. Or you can call us at 630-548-4100. And you can also go to our website, nextdoorandwindow.com. And much like the theme here today, you know, it is spring. So, yes, get out and take a look at your homes. Look at the doors and windows from the outside for a change.
Perfect advice. Nice to meet you. Davey Haas, Miracle Method, how do people reach you?
What a real pleasure. Happy birthday to Jimmy.
Yes.
Happy birthday
to your
wife. My wife, birthday buddies, and your,
and to Joe.
Your father.
Yeah.
May his memory always be a blessing.
Absolutely.
It is for me. Happy birthday to Joe. We're at miraclemethod.com/WGN.
And Jeremy Hogle.
Yeah, we'd like to say if you have a home, we can help. If you're planning a project for summer, please don't call us in the summer and expect for it to get done in the summer. That's not a thing. If you call us in the summer for a summer project, that's probably fall. If you call us for a winter project in the winter, it's probably next year. So if you're planning a project for hopefully summer, please call us now. We could schedule, we could get permits, we could get drawings. There's so many things that go into the project. If it's a simple fix, no problem. But a lot of our projects aren't. They're complex, right? Let's put it that way. They're building stuff. You give us a call at our number if you don't know it. It's probably ingrained in your brain.
847-658-8989.
We're here to help.
And God bless Joe Hogel. Such a huge fan. Had a dream about him last night, which means he was visiting me a day before his birthday. And what Casamigos shot should I do in his honor tonight?
It'd be Blanco.
Blanco.
Yeah, it'd be Blanco.
All right,
sure.
Cool.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, thanks for listening. John Hansen is up next with Let's Get Legal. Neil, Tony, Ben, thank you. And I'll be back tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. News coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, 720 WGN.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. David Haas from Miracle Method. Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window. And Joel Spencer from PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.